Speaking on his first day on the Korean Peninsula, President Trump said the US would not hesitate to use its full military force if needed. But the US leader has since shifted his tone and is urging North Korea to come to the negotiating table. President Trump suggested a deal might be possible with North Korea to rein in its nuclear weapons program.
We hope. Fact, I'll go a step further. We hope to God we never have to use. With that being said, I really believe that it makes sense for North Korea to come to the table and to make a deal that's good for the people of North Korea and the people of the world. I do see certain movement, yes, but let's see what happens.
He also said he was prepared to do whatever to prevent the North Korean dictator Kim Jong-un from threatening millions of lives. President Trump called on nations to stop trading with North Korea in a bid to halt its nuclear and missile programs. He says it's unacceptable nations would help finance North Korea's regime.
All nations must implement UN Security Council regulations and cease trade and business entirely with North Korea. It is unacceptable that nations would help to arm and finance this increasingly dangerous regime.
South Korean President Moon Jae-in says he hopes Mr. Trump's visit diffuses tensions with North Korea.
I hope that your visit to Korea and to the Asia-Pacific region will offer us the opportunity to release some of the anxiety that the Korean people have due to North Korea's provocations and also assert a turning point in resolving the North Korea nuclear issue.
But tensions haven't immediately diffused, though, with police surrounding thousands of demonstrators who swarmed the streets of South Korea's capital, Seoul, to protest against President Trump's visit to the country. Protesters held a candlelight vigil, chanting "No War" and holding anti-Trump and anti-war banners.
No, Trump은 물러가라.
A rival protest was also held in support of President Trump's stand against North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.